Hello!
Hi guys, welcome to the Bible Study Girl podcast. This is Sarita. You may know me as Bible Study Girl. And the first hello you heard was from the executive producer of this podcast, Bible Study Brother.
What's up guys? It is I, Bible Study Brother, also known as Icarus Gray, over at Gray Area Anime. But this right here is the most wonderful podcast of your day. And we are thankful and glad to have you guys back for another week of walking with God and walking through these blog posts. New single, they say, is out right now. Go listen, because sometimes we need to just remind folks that it ain't sweet. I love you, but don't try me.
Also, you would be looking for Icarus Gray. It is not a duet yet. He has not let me his tracks with my beautiful voice. I don't know if he wants me to sing or rap. I'm open to either. But we'll see if my brother lets me on. So keep campaigning for
y'all,
me.
Let me tell y'all, she capping right now. Because she could have been on the album, but she didn't have no words.
Not in real life, though.
In real life, you could have been on the album. You just, you know, mom, like currently right now, shout out to my moms, who is the intro, who is on the intro to my album, just speaking some realness and some words. My sister wanted to steal people's work, which is uncharacteristic, but she's not. We're different types of orators. Like her writing,
we are different. Like he is a spontaneous, on the spot type of person. I need for you to let me think about it. So if you shove a microphone in my face, I got nothing to say. I need to think about it, man. And this podcast probably is the difference. I think the reason I'm more comfortable doing this podcast is because we're talking about things I've already thought through. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So speaking of things I've already thought through,
wait. I got it. It is another blog post recap. BibleStudyGirl.com. What you're going to do? Because I don't want you lost in the sea of blogs. Hit that magnifying lens and put in.
If you go to BibleStudyGirl.com, he's not doing it right, guys.
If you go to Bible Study Girl, in the upper right-hand corner, there is a magnifying lens.
You go to BibleStudyGirl.com.
Yes, you go to BibleStudyGirl.com. There's a magnifying lens. You hit it. And what you're going to type?
Magnifying glass.
Magnifying glass. It's a lens as well.
It is a lens, but it's got a handle on
it. It's got a handle. So it's a glass. That makes sense. So you hit that, and then what you're going to type in there is, in the whole world. That I couldn't say in the rest of the song, but that's what you do. You type
that
in
is what you world. Do. So you type in the whole world, and the blog that we're talking about today will pop up, so you guys will be able to go back and read it and really have a better understanding of what we're talking about today as we discuss the blog. And it will also help you come to your own conclusions about the blog, right? It's not always about what I think. It's not always about what Bible Study Brother gets from it. It's really and truly, what do you get? What did you take away that you could use to inspire you, to help you through your day, or to maybe make some positive changes, or even just what thoughts does it bring up? And so if you're new to the podcast, the way we handle our blog recaps is Bible Study Brother lets us know those helpful things that he got from reading the blog, anything that really stuck out to him. Then I tell you guys how I felt when I published the blog, and we discuss how I've grown or changed maybe since the time the blog was published. The blog that we're talking about today was published 3 years ago, guys. So it's been 3 years. So we'll see if my feelings are the same, different, all that jazz. So since Bible Study Brother kind of helped me with the introduction to what the blog recap is, lets me know sometimes he listens to me on this show, I'm going to allow him to take it away and let you guys know what he thought when he read In the Whole World.
All right. So I gave you guys a little Easter egg in the last episode, What is Forgiveness Part 2, about knowing who said some things. And I told y'all to listen to certain connections or whatever. So this blog post is about how, to me, my sister deals with affirmation, compliments, like what she internalizes. It's the daily battle that we both fight, which is what does the world say to, what does the world say I am? But what, and as juxtaposed to what God says I am, and do I listen to what God says I am over what the world says I am? Because the world is sometimes louder than what I allow God's voice to be. And so in this blog post, she goes through what people have called her. And so she starts, you know, she gives you a slow ball, something you can hit out of the park. She just says cute. And then she goes into other things because people are not great. She says fat. Then, first clue, and why you should listen to Daddy Issues 1 and 2, she goes into disrespectful whore. She throws that in there. She throws two fastballs at you real quick. Then she's like, okay, I got to bring them back because I don't want them to leave. She says intelligent, educated fool. Once again, like she's doing a drama mask. She's doing the smile and she's doing the sad face. She's giving you left. She's giving you right. And I know who said all of these things. And it's just like... So then you got confident, lazy, suck up, nerd, square, stuck up. So she said, I got to double down. I got to show y'all that I also know how to build words. Suck up, stuck up. She rapping. She in her bag. I give her that.
Which is why you should let me
know. No, stop it. Friendly, quiet, loud. And I feel like the last one might be me. It might not be me, but competitive, feel like I've said that because it's true and we is that. And then she goes into what does God say that she is? A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, his bride, an heir, sheep, forgiven, redeemed, worthy, purposed, servant, soldier, set apart, prophet to the nations, like somebody that's done went to seminary, his own special people, a holy nation, his child. And I can tell you guys which voice is louder. It's not the one of truth. It's the disloyal. It's the king of lies. He can be louder because he thinks that by repetition and by sheer loudness, it's somehow going to become real. And it's only real in our mind. It is not the reality that we exist in. It is merely the circumstance that we allow to bother us in the moment. And my sister has always had an issue with this because I've always had an issue with this. You know, even to show that I'm not just saying this, like I see myself. This is takes one and no one.
Right.
Which is the worst things that people say about me, that's got to be what I am. I can't be anything else but that sometimes. And it's hard because, you know, my entire life of wearing glasses and everything else, well, not my entire life, but majority of it.
You were such a cute little dude with glasses, but continue.
Was getting called, you know, four eyes and all this other stuff. And I'm an intelligent dude. I don't play them games. Like, if you're going to insult me, be smart. And that's not saying whatever, but in elementary school, I'd be like, you can't count because there's one, there's two. Like, you can't count. Like, if you're going to do something, at least come off the hip better than that because it ain't working. You know, it's working, but I mean, you still look dumb. Like, you're not really proving your point here in terms of talking crap to me. Plus, I'm sharp with the words. Let's not even do that. But for so many of us, it is way easier to see what's in front of us. Like today, I was looking at a video I made on YouTube, and one of the comments was, you took so much time to say nothing. And I sat there, and normally I don't like respond with the clip. I don't respond to folks on the internet the way I respond to folks that make me mad that I know.
Right.
Because I know what the pistol of my words is to other folks. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, and so and to like bring y'all into the conversation about what was going on, I was talking about Kanye. And I said the problem with the Kanye situation is so many people wait for the black person to say the thing so they can then hoist this person up as their spokesperson to be like, well, all of y'all like this. That's the biggest issue with the things that he does. It's the same things that are the issues with what Candace Owens does, is that's who they use, and now there's two of you. And where two or more idiots are gathered, so is stupidity. And so they use that as the example of, well, they said it. They're like, White Lives Matter and all of this other stuff. And it's like, well, no one ever said that they didn't. It's just mine don't matter as much as yours, right? And I give this energy to this comment, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, the majority of the time, I just ignore it. And like, a lot of times I'll be like trying to think of like, how can I respond in a way that is not biased, not angry, not giving them the attention that they are desiring? Because all responses, all of these things are for an attention or a deficiency in that person. Insecurities, self-esteem issues, you carry those outwardly. You speak those things. You speak what you are internally. You speak what you feel you are internally, I should say, more accurately. Because it's so hard it's so hard to actually believe that you can do better. It's, to me, the reason why a lot of people choose not to believe in religion sometimes, is because if you have to weigh your whole life, if you have to weigh your decisions, it don't make sense to you that you can end up in a place that like is eternally bad for you. It don't make sense, because you don't think you can do better, or you think that you give yourself your own barometer by, I've done enough. If I just do this, I'm a great person.
Well, you and I both know it doesn't matter what you do. None of you can be the best person in the world. It's the blood that saves you. Right.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying like it's still having the earnesty of expectation, an expectation that is not based in a worldly scale. That's based in who you actually are and whether or not you believe it and whether or not you act in it. Like, people can act in love and say like you saying, hey, I respect you to be who you are and do what you want to do, don't necessarily mean you're doing things in love. It just means you not doing something that you take on another responsibility outside yourself.
Right. So,
you know, so overall, the thing that I got from this blog post, when you wake up in the morning, people, be more kind to yourself. Say truth about yourself. Anxiety comes when you start to assume things without gaining the actual truth. When you're having an anxious moment, when you're feeling outside of yourself, what's true right now? Like, you can say all day, I'm pretty sure they think I'm awkward, or they think this and they think that. But do you know it? Did you ask them? And if you asked them and they said yes, if you asked them and you didn't like assess all of the other information in terms of what, well, why was that? Is it something to do with them that has nothing to do with you? At the core, you're way better than what you're saying to yourself. So be kind to yourself and say better things. Create the reality of what is. And what is every day that you have on this earth, you are given the opportunity to be better, to do better, to see better, to think better. Your circumstance is not the only definition of you. So that's what I got.
All right, then. Thank you for that rousing wrap up. I like that alliteration. I mean, they're spelled differently, but those R's are rolling the same. You know, when I read this blog, and I've said this before and I will continue to say it, I think every blog that we recap is something that continues to be relevant in my life to this day. Most of them have been reminders and refreshers, and really I think they're things that I struggle with as a whole, right? Those are the things that I'm writing about on the blog because they are my truth and my experiences. And I think you gave us a lot of great nuggets. I think one thing that's important to remember, though, you can't. And one thing that I was reminding myself when I wrote this blog was that I can't speak God's promises over myself or God's truth about who I am if I don't know what that is. Mm. So part of me writing that blog was really literally opening up the Bible, hence Bible study girl.
Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on. That was the funniest part to me, which is another thing. And I meant to mention this, but I got off on I've been hyped since before we started recording. So I'm just,
he's in great spirits, guys.
I'm just in a whole nother place. But the funniest part was, and this shows further like what we tell ourselves. She was like, I can remember everything somebody that said to me, but I had to stop and go look at the Bible to find the things that God says about me.
And you know what? The truth of the matter is that, okay, the things that the people say about me are things that I hear every day. That people, especially like in a social media age, and really the things that people were saying about me weren't on social media. They were, you know, people close to me, people in my circle, because you know my circle's small. But just those are the things that you hear all the time. And so it took me searching and really sitting down and looking, okay, Sarita, so what does God say about you? Who does God say you are? And being able to rehearse those things and to change my mind, you know, repetition is very essential. If you want to change your mindset and change how you think, you have to do actions repeatedly. So it's important for me to come up with a list of things that I can use to substitute, like you were talking about, in times of anxiousness or times when I'm not, when I don't feel like I'm enough and this is too hard for me, or you know, life is rough and tough, to be able to have something I can go back to and say, no, this is who God says you are. And I probably need to put it like on a sticky note on my mirror, because I have stuff on my mirror at mama's house, but mm-hmm. I don't live there. So I probably need to have it.
I feel like you're the only, like we're the only people that continuously have, well, not the only people, but we definitely have two houses.
I have two houses. I have mama's house and I have my house. Mm-hmm. And I have a closet full of clothes at mama's house, which I told her I need to just go through and give all those clothes away because I don't wear them. But she goes in there sometimes to go shopping and wear what she wants to wear. Anyway, let me get back focused. But the point for me really is like, I take that stuff to heart. You know, when you're young, they tell you sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. But really, words have power. The Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. And those things that I allow to continue to be put in my ear and those things that I continue to say that are negative about me or whatever, those aren't the things that will necessarily... I don't know. Just words are powerful. Words have power. Lord, I'm tired. It's been a day, but I'm here. Words have power. and
Oh, okay.
Hey,
calm down, guys. Calm down.
Is that always on my board? Or are you on your board?
That's always on your board.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Guess I haven't really been landing with the jokes lately. Let me work on get myself a hot 3 minutes to keep this party going.
Yo. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay, I'm back.
You know
I'm
what? No, hold on, hold on, hold on. No, you got to get it. You got to get it. No. Oh, man. You are funny. I just be laughing with you. And I forget sometimes to, you know, let the audience get in and laugh with us. So. Good kudos.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, so it's important for me, it was a great reminder for me because, you know, we were talking before we started about areas in my life where I don't feel good enough or I'm not enough or this is not really, you know, me. Lord, you talking to me. Like, I don't think this you, or it probably is you, but I want it to be you anyway.
Yep. But see, that's the other thing that's like, so my sister, like, here's how I make a decision. Before I do it, I'll be like, God, I know you're not gonna like this, and I'm sorry. I just know I can't. In this current moment, I can't help myself. I just hope that, like, and then I'd be like, I hope this is earnestly true in my heart, because I feel like I can't, and I feel like I'm finna, you know, go out here and do whatever. You be like, I hear you, but this is what I want to do. All right, here we go. And only because, I only say that because you said it in earnest, like, I mean, I be hearing them.
You know, and I was, and the crazy thing is, I was talking to mama about that. I was like, okay, like, real talk, when it's all said and done, I know his voice. I know that's him, but I don't want it to be him. So I'm like, is that you? I don't think it is. It, hello, microphone. The Lord, you, your phone, your connection is little foot. Is it Holy Ghost? Yo. No. Oh, call me back.
The funniest part about that, though, is like, I feel like that's one of the childish things that we should put away, but that we keep, oh, 100%, throughout eternity. Because, like, when you're younger, you literally, like, when you start to, and I think it's like the first lie the devil tells you is you can hide something.
Right. It's all there.
And so then you just be like, and then so you start with your parents and you like, there's no way. Like, we knew there.
Let me tell you this. I know you're telling your story, but I did go through a phase when I was like 7 or 8 that I lied about everything. Like, literally, like, for no reason. You don't have to ask mama about it. It's a true story. Oh, like, this she might, will be like,
this might be a call. This might be a phone call. I might have to see. And she'll give
she
up
will
the
be
goods.
Like, I don't know. It could be something simple. Matter like, fact, hey, yeah. Did you touch this piece of paper?
I'm and finna I'll phone be a like, friend. No. We finna phone a friend. I'm a mute us so I can only hear her, and then I'm gonna put her in the call. So you just keep filibustering.
So mom will be like, did you touch this piece of paper? And I would be like, no. And my hand is literally like on the paper as we're talking, and she looking me in the eye, and I'm looking at her in the eye, just lying for no reason. And I had to come to a point where I stopped. I don't know. I was just lying for no reason. So I thank God that I have been delivered. He got me on hold. He's on the phone with her. I can see his lips moving. Did she consent?
Ma. Mama. Ma.
What?
Oh, my bad. Okay. Did Sarita had go through a phase where she just was lying for no reason?
Yep.
Okay, give me a story. Please. I need one, please.
I don't even remember, Joe. They were so, it was just ridiculous.
Like, just by.
Did you just put that on the floor? No. Wait. I just watched you do it. No, like, are you serious? Like, are you seriously saying that?
Oh, my God. Yo, I would never have believed this without Sarita. Wait, what? Please, I want a story so bad. Because I know there was a time where you were like, what is wrong with her? Why? Why is this what you're doing right now, child?
Yeah, I just was like, oh, okay.
Okay, that's all I wanted. That's literally all I wanted. I just needed to know if this was true or not.
Oh, why would you think she lied to you about that? You know, she,
it's not that I thought that she lied.
Well, you can't tell what she lied because you don't think she ever lies. But
okay, but here's the thing. Like, all I know is Sarita is the most. I knew she was a manipulative baby genius. That's all I know. Now, and I didn't feel like she lied. I feel like she told the truth that she needed to tell at the time to get, you know, the toys that she wanted.
She just lied. She would just flat out lie. for no reason. And I'm just like, I don't get it, but okay. That's what you're gonna do today.
And you just
that's what we're gonna go with today.
And you just went on with whatever it was.
Yeah, just let her lie. I mean, she wasn't getting away with it. I mean, it's just like just looking at her, like, yeah, get a life.
And then she just stopped.
Yeah, Mitch just stopped. When she just, I think maybe she just had the realization that it really, I mean, nobody's believing me.
Yo, this is crazy, yo. The things I learn about my sister on a daily. Okay, matter of fact, before I get off the phone with you, I'm going to ask you this. Just because I've been learning all this stuff. What is one thing about Sarita that, like, you were just the most surprised about? Like, in terms of this is how this human being formed.
I think I didn't know that she didn't want to go to college. I think that's the only thing that really surprised me. Because she didn't think she was good enough. But that's the only thing that surprised me.
Okay.
That's it. That's all.
And then I guess what is the best thing you found? Like, you told me mine first.
She's just super uber smart. She has a good heart. I mean, in general, she has a good heart. I mean, she really doesn't want to hurt anybody, but by the same token, when she threw, and that's kind of a good thing.
Okay. Did the intelligence really hit you? Like, this came out of me. This. I'm sick of this. Like, why?
Did what now?
Did the intelligence really surprise you that much? Like, with how like smart Sarita is?
No.
I know I surprised you. I don't know.
Only because crazy. You know. I mean, like, she had a Linda and a Doris like teaching her. So, like, if she wasn't smart, it was going to be something wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, you said it. Now I know how you feel about me. I mean, I love you, though.
When you start reading it like two and you're talking full sentences at one, I mean, what is there to think that you don't?
Do what now?
At one, she was talking to you in full sentences where you could understand her.
This is new information. Like, you are giving me the tea right now, lady.
We talked about this forever.
I mean, no, well, mostly what I remember is y'all just thought I was special because I didn't want to walk until two. That's what y'all just made me. I was like, I don't know. You got the genius over here. Then you got the. Whoa.
No, I knew you were just lazy.
Whoa.
That's it.
Whoa, hurting my heart here, man.
No, you were. I mean, you just did not want to do stuff. And if you didn't want to do it, you just didn't do it. And that was bottom line, period, point blank. No muss, no fuss.
Okay, well, just to do both sides, what was most surprising about me and then the thing you enjoy the most? Was it the laziness?
No.
It wasn't surprising. Oh,
okay. No, not at all.
Well, okay, why was it not surprising? To be like,
I'm not gonna say, but it wasn't surprising.
Oh, okay. All right. Go listen to Daddy Issues Part 1 and Part 2 is what she's saying. But anyway, continue.
Are y'all doing
no.
me? You lying.
No, I'm not.
You're lying.
He is lying. That's why I've been quiet this whole time.
I can tell by your voice is lying.
Hell.
He is lying, Mama. I've been on here the whole time and listen, because he did not believe
when he said hold on, he clicked to get you in.
Yes, but
no,
listen.
I forgot to mute her thing because she got to talking, and I was like, you ain't supposed to hear her. We on the phone.
So, Mom, listen, he did not believe me when I told him I used to lie all the time for no reason. I was like, but I did though. Like, I did. He didn't believe me. So he had to call you to confirm.
I did.
But you know, for somebody that didn't know you was on the podcast, you did a beautiful job.
You did an of excellent, amazing job.
Expletive.
Oh, no. I knew I was on there. I could tell.
This is new. Look at you.
It's the way, whenever we talk to each other, it's never like that tunnel kind of. And when you're talking into the mic, I can tell that you're in the mic.
Yeah, but I talk to you on this mic. I talk to y'all on this mic thing all the time.
He does. He typically does. I think his style of questioning you.
There was something different in there. And then the question that he was asking.
I can't help myself. Podcast me is definitely. It's not random. This is not random. This is stuff I want to know.
Random.
No, it's not. It is not random. Mama, look, she told me it's not random because I would have called you and did this off camera anyway. But
he just could not believe. He thought I
really
could look at me in my face and he was like, "You lying." I was like, "No, I'm not lying." Like,
and then I said, "I'm gonna call her right now." I said, "I'm gonna call her right now because I need stories." Because then she told me, she was like, I'd be having my hand on him. And then you gave a basic example, which was the same.
Yes, your example really lined up perfectly with mine because I was like, I don't know. I just be lying about random stuff. Like, I would have my hand on a piece of paper and mama would be like, "Are you touching that piece of paper?" And I would be like, "No," as we look at each other.
And I said, oh, no, I got to call her because I was hopeful that you had a story. But I just you be making me feel like we was just like, and I know we old. We got 3 decades worth of memories and stuff. But Sarita going through a phase of lying. Oh, I would have a favorite lie. So like, bro, like I could literally smell.
But I feel like she may go through that stage because somebody else I know, you know, has that problem. So.
Oh,
go but listen to daddy.
They didn't grow out of it.
Let wow. She doing it twice. That's been our new thing, though. I feel like at this point, if we don't say something, y'all know to go listen to daddy. Issues part one and part two.
I don't know. I was just lying a lot, but I did snap out of it. So thank you, mom, for your special guest.
Wait. She didn't answer my question.
Oh,
I wanted to know the surprise and thing.
Please.
Because it has a purpose. She done fell right in line along with this episode. Okay. So it's pretty good.
So tell your son, what was the question? What's surprising?
Like, what's the most surprising thing? And then the thing I think that makes you the happiest. Because I think her surprising thing was that you do want to go to college.
The surprise was your writing ability. I mean, because, you know, that didn't really blossom until, well, to where I could see it.
Okay.
Like
10th, 11th
grade year.
I just want to say, you need to ask your mama if you didn't know about my writing ability. Ask your mama.
Right.
Because that's elementary school, brother.
But I was also, you know, while you were in elementary school, I was working a lot.
You was working.
Even though I was like the,
You was working a lot. You was my science project put together.
But I mean, I was the one day I was off, I would always come to the school and be a room mom for you. But when you were in elementary school, and then when you got into middle school,
don't do it.
Like once a month. I think I would come once a month. I don't think I came every week.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to tell that one story, and I was going to be like, don't do that.
No, I'm not. That's not even important. But that was the most surprising part. And then I guess the most proudest part is when you accept your call.
Mm. I
got a picture of y'all hugging and crying.
Oh, hush. Oh, hush. You hush over there. Yeah. I mean, it was a lot to me to be able to give her that copy of my license. Like I had it's when I was like, hey, can you, and I knew I was leaving. So at that point, it's just
hey,
like,
brother, it was a sweet moment, but I was like, there
I did cry harder when we was dancing at my wedding, though.
Yeah, it was intense.
Like that was, and I mean, again, I picked my cry song, so I don't know what I was gonna do but cry.
I don't know why you picked your cry song because you wanted to cry.
It's the song you picked. That's my mama. So why would you not play? Like I'm not a big Tupac fan. I wasn't gonna play Dear Mama, so I had to.
That would have been tight though, because you're a rapper.
Yeah,
mama.
That's not my bag.
Thank you so much for taking time out to tell your son that I had a phase in my life where I was just an unrepentant liar for no reason. We appreciated you. We needed to hear your voice today.
And see, we didn't call to like, we wouldn't call him to joke on you or embarrass you. I just needed you to come and tell some truths.
And she did.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I've been delivered.
Girl.
Yep. And I don't think people can stand the deliverance.
Oh, they can't.
Oh, man.
But get off my phone.
Get out of here. Daddy issues part one and part two.
I love you.
All right. You doing too much now. Now, now you acting like we're not, you acting like we not recording.
Now, I'm being honest.
You acting like we not recording.
I'm not being honest with anybody. I'm just saying, just in general, even you don't like her, to be honest with you. I don't either.
That's true.
I mean, it's not that I don't.
I mean,
like
I have a tendency to be honest.
The
about,
presentation. I mean, it's always how you. It's always how she's honest versus what she's honest about. It's not sometimes that I'd be like, I don't agree with you. It's just like, bro, come on. Like
the delivery has gotten better over time, guys.
Oh, for sure. The you're not as much of the Pink Panther on my shoulder as you used to be.
Let me say this, and then we're gonna get back on track. Joe feels like anytime he has. He feels like I'm the devil on his shoulder. And I
do what?
Joe feels like I'm the devil on his shoulder. Like anytime somebody do something to get on his nerves, he be like, and I could you was sitting on my shoulder. You was like,
what
and
would,
I'm like,
no.
Mom. Nah, look, okay. I don't either. So check this out. So we talked about this in the last episode. Please go listen to What Is Forgiveness Part 2. We went through a lot.
I'm listening to the one Saturday, ma'am.
See, this is why we don't call you. See, this is why we don't even call you or stump you no more, because you don't even know what schedule we are. We can't even like I can't even hip you to the schedule because you would mess it up.
You definitely have not heard it. It hasn't been released
like
yet.
What is don't answer this question out loud, Beverly. I'm telling you right now before you do it. they are getting this, like, shout out to y'all. It's December 10th for you lovely people. You're getting ready for your Christmas. Speaking of, happy holidays to all of you. so we can stay within the themes of this episode. So yeah, just that you, that's what you need to know, lady.
Yeah, that gives you a little perspective. So you definitely haven't heard the podcast.
Oh, okay.
And don't be crying when you do. So,
I'm sure she will. I think she'll cry both weeks. You know, she'll be
she
touched will. In the heart. Mm. So, thank you so much for this surprise pop up appearance, sister.
Thank you. Yeah. They probably missed you because we haven't done anything funny with you in a while.
Time.
We've been leaving you alone.
Really?
She says,
Is this what you call leave me alone?
It is.
You know how long it's been since we done did a stump you? And this ain't even a stump you.
Mm-hmm. It's not. It was just validation of the fact that I was being a truth teller as I told my truth. I don't know why he didn't believe me.
You shouldn't doubt. You believe about everything else. I don't know why you would believe that.
Look, I know things about her as a child, and we just most times we talk about the greatness that was her childhood, the greatness of her as a child, and how smart she was.
Right.
We don't talk about the stuff she did that was just like a kid.
But Joe, my question to you is: how did you not know? I know we've discussed this a lot that she was talking. She started talking at 9 months. I mean, she was walking at 9 months, but she was. She was saying stuff at 9 months, but then, like, seriously having conversations with people at one, to where you could understand her.
Have you not ever heard the story that Grandma tells about me?
Oh no.
Like, Uncle Moochie came home, and Sarita was in the bedroom, and he went back there, and he said, "Hello, little girl." She said, "Hello, how are you?" And he ran out the room screaming.
Nah. Oh, nah, bro. Y'all kept. Y'all lied to me, bro. Hold on. Nah, hold on. Nah, I can't call her. I can't call her.
No, you cannot call her grandma.
I want to, though.
I know you want to. Oh, but I'm going to tell you, my phone been blowing up over here, so you definitely can't call her.
Nah, bro. Y'all need to...
No, mine has been blowing up. Do not call.
So, Joe, you've never heard that story before.
No, that is my first time hearing that story.
Yeah, he was terrified because he's like, it's something wrong with that baby.
And is. Not, hello, how are you? You see, that's when it started. That was the first, hello, guys. I promise you she probably said it just like that. God is good. Ain't he good? I can't believe that wasn't your surprise. That should have been the surprise. But you just...
Well, she knew I could talk, so why would she be surprised?
I guess. I don't know. That's just... But your... I think what's funny is about you and your greatness. Mama just be like, and... Like, I'm more wondering why my son is just so odd. He's just strange. He's just weird. Like, she, on the other hand, if you want a Pulitzer, mom would be like, If I did, it's like, oh, she crying. Like, I never thought we'd make it here. Oh, Jesus.
No. That would not be true. That wouldn't be true. That wouldn't be a true statement.
A Pulitzer? Oh, well, that's writing. So
that
I think
wouldn't
I
be
used
a true
wrong
statement. Thing. I mean, I would expect that. I expect a lot out of you.
See?
She does. She expects greatness.
See, but what she just did, that laugh after, is the truth of where I exist. Like, I'm saying, like, she expects it out of you and also expects you to do it. She just knows I can, but be like,
Well, she, you know you didn't walk.
Finally. Yeah. Finally.
Because unlike you.
You didn't have time for that.
Unlike you.
Y'all better pick me up and carry me.
Unlike you, my manipulations were not verbal. Like, I knew. Like, I just knew what would happen for me. Like,
you're so dumb.
And I was the only. I was like you. I was the only baby. Like, what I'm going to do? Not take advantage of this for 4 years? What you want me to do? You want me to not? They telling me I'm cute. They telling me I'm nay baby.
No.
What you want me to do?
My patron was like, it's something wrong with this boy. No, actually, ma'am, everything's working fine. He just don't want to. Like, literally.
I don't want to be bothered right now.
Thanks for your guest appearance, Mom.
Yeah, y'all get bad when I started walking. And I ain't want to run everywhere. What you want me to do here? What you want me to do? You didn't want me to move. Now I'm up and I'm running. What you say, Mama?
I am not a dog.
Spoken from the fact to explain that so she doesn't just drop a nugget that y'all don't get. So as we're speaking about the telling the truth to ourselves and speaking good words, this is the In the Whole World blog recap. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, when I was young, I used to run off a lot, so they gave me one of them child leashes, and I'm smart enough as my sister to know I am not a dog. I need no leash. Let me be free.
And so grandma was like, well, quit acting like an animal. But I, for one, was all for it. Let's put this boy on a leash. Because, you know, when he ran off, you know who they were sending after him? Me. No. I think the leash system works for all of us, guys. Grandma, did you bring the leash today?
The surprising part is I didn't even think that he would make that association because the recall him seeing dogs with a leash on. In my mind, because he was like 2 or 3.
Yeah, he was tiny, but nobody's ever said he wasn't intelligent. And once he decided to run, it was like, listen, we got to get this under control.
Listen, let me explain. My intelligence has always been through observance, and I'm very quick with contextual, like comprehension. So reading comprehension is my jam. Like, I get how this fits into this. That's my favorite part of anything. So I can see stuff and be like, okay, I don't need to see it too many times. I'm like, well, that's something that happened. I don't need that. I don't do that. Like, the same way I know that there's a difference between Jesus and Jesus. Like, I hear it. Like, I hear the difference. It. There's a difference.
So, Mommy, thank you so much for your contribution. We appreciate you.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, you done extended this episode.
You have, but I think it was a much needed extension. I really appreciate you for it, sister. I think you made the episode full.
You did.
Thanks, guys.
You are.
I love you.
I'm going to get what I get paid to do. Hmm?
She's going to do what she gets paid to do.
Oh, okay.
What I get paid to do.
All right. Well, I need to tell you a truth about yourself before you get off this phone. You are an amazing mother and a saint. You are a woman after God's own heart. So just know that those are truths about you, mother.
Those are very true, Mommy.
Thank you.
You're my favorite mama. I love you so very much.
Love y'all, guys.
All right. God bless. Love you, Doodle. Bye, Mubs.
Love you, Mubs. Bye, Subs.
You forgot one. See?
Yeah.
Favorite.
I didn't hear Bubs.
All I heard was bye, Subs.
You didn't hear Bubs?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. Just all right. Well, I can run this back later. I just want to say, we can run it back. If she say it, y'all leave down in the comments. Because I'm probably not going to I don't go back and listen to the podcast. That's a lot of times too much emotional turmoil for me. I was there when we recorded it. I'm not doing it. I've only done it like twice. And I regret it both times doing it. Because I was over here crying up a snore. Oh, man. Oh, Lord.
All right. Love you, Mama.
Love you, Mama.
Love you, too, babe.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Bye. Oh my gosh, you should have hung up before she got to
that. I knew she was gonna do it. Look, yo.
So those things that we speak about ourselves, again, I wasn't lying about myself. I had lying face.
Mm-hmm.
But look at how the Lord redeemed me. So for me, it's always important to, you know, I'm a planner.
Yeah.
I like order. I like to know. And I think that's one thing that's been so difficult for me in my faith journey.
Mm-hmm.
The God I serve, he has a plan. He's a God of order. But he don't necessarily tell me all the steps. He just be like, do this. And I be like, okay, but then after that, what? And he like, but no.
And then what's it going to do? Like,
right.
What does 2 + 2 equal? It's 4. It's 4. And he's like, no, it's 6. And you're like, how?
Right. He's like, and it doesn't make sense
6.
To me.
He's like, I answered your question. It's 6. And you're like,
So I'm currently in a season of learning to rest in what I know to be true and not worrying about the things that I can't see or the parts of the plan that I can't figure out.
If that ain't a word, I don't know what is. It's a word.
Oh my
gosh. Sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. It just comes up out of me sometimes.
It does. Jesus, he been in the spirit all day. He ain't drunk, y'all. I swear he not. If he drunk, he drunk in the Holy Spirit.
I don't even drink like that, though.
Anymore?
I mean, not like, definitely not like that. Like, I mean, like, you can get me in a blue moon, but even then, I'm still aware.
But you know, we'll talk about it whenever we talk about the time that I got drunk. That's going to be a funny episode.
See, this is definitely why y'all will get that in the new year for sure.
Yeah.
But this is definitely why I'm going to have to figure out how to bring everything together because we might try to do something before. Speaking of the holidays, we're currently off during this month. That's why we have front-loaded you guys with amazing content. We are like chilling with family, doing all that stuff. So if we're a little bit slower to get back to any messages or things of that nature, I'm home right now. I'm home. I'm chilling, or I'm about to be home. I'll be home in a couple of days. Actually, I'm about to get on a flight so I can get home. Yeah, man, we're gonna try and get some content and stuff while we're there. For guys, we're getting very close. We're about a month, month and a half out from our 100th episode. And I told you guys it's going to be a big deal.
So it is just a big deal.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel now. But go on with your point, and then I'll do my thing.
I've reached the age where I've forgotten. You cannot interrupt me because it's gone. But what I was thinking about.
We are the same person. Kanae does it all the time. And then she'd be like, what'd you say? I was like, I don't know. I was on the phone
with my bestie earlier today, and I asked her a question, and she was answered, and she went off on a tangent, and she was like, so what was we talking about? I was like, girl, I don't know. And you know, I asked you the question. I don't know. But we found our way back. We be having a when he and him. Oh, yes. That's what I asked
that's
you.
That's how I knew I was old. When I
that's
start,
how I know I'm old.
When I had so to start backtracking. Bruh,
we thank God for restored minds. And I think the thing I wanted, I was talking about playing, not knowing what the next step is. Yeah. But that's why I said I've definitely been, I need to be more intentional about studying his word, knowing his word, and reciting those things over myself. So even when I don't know what the next thing is, I know this to be true regardless. Yeah. This is real right now and will continue to be real right now. And so those are the things I want to continue to speak over myself and not get so caught up in what other people think about me. While feedback from other people is important, I do need to realize and recognize.
Specifically feedback from those that are also listening to God's voice.
That is true.
Because feedback from somebody who is not connected, God can use whoever. So please understand that people can't say stuff to you that God intends for you. But when you're talking about standing on a foundation of what God is saying to you, be very careful with who you listening to in terms of establishing that foundation.
That is very true. But I'm just saying, like, for me personally, you interrupted me, so it's gone. But for me personally, see how you let the devil use you, but you did have a valid point. It was a point that needed to be said, because I definitely don't want to cause confusion or be like, girl, that girl is double-minded. The heart and the meat of the matter for me personally going through this blog recap is that I need to remain grounded, not even on my emotions or my feelings about what I feel about myself. I need to remain grounded in the truth. And how I get the truth, I go to the word of God. And those are the things that I recite over myself. And sometimes, feedback from other people is definitely important. However, you know, while I might currently be lazy, that doesn't mean that I'm always going to be lazy. I can speak good things over myself as well. So those are the things that I got from In the Whole World. It's something I still struggle with. Mm-hmm. And you spoke to that earlier, like listening to God's voice and knowing who I am and letting his voice be the voice that's the loudest and not the voices of the world or the voice of the enemy. Just resting and trusting in who God says I am. And for me, like I said, I need to write it on a note and stick it on the mirrors in my house. So when I'm brushing my teeth in the morning or when I go use the bathroom or whatever, those are things I can meditate on and focus on and know and use those things to build myself up. So that's it. That's my spiel.
The other thing I want to say is I've also now realized things about myself that, like, you were always intelligent in life. But what I realized through talking with mama is I've always just been observant. I just be watching everything. And I be putting stuff together. That's why LIQUOR. And daddy's beer.
And daddy's beer.
we'll explain that one day. But that's why that's a thing. Because I know how to see things, put them together with the context of how they exist. So that's always been something. I think that's something that I'm thankful for, is that I have been aware of things as much as I could be. And it just continues to expand, and that I'm open to that expansion. But if y'all want some blog posts, Sunday through Friday, you get blog posts, man. And currently, there might be a bit of a slow up on some blogs. You might be looking for blogs and you might be wondering why. I'm just going to let y'all know. God is moving. God is in the works. He's doing some things behind the scenes that's going to get you. Listen, I'm just telling you, we taking you somewhere. We take you on a journey with us. It's going to be a fun journey. And if you want to be a part of that journey, connected to that journey, you need to be looking for Bible Study Girl on YouTube, subscribing to that page. You need to be going to Bible Study Girl, the number 2 on Twitter. You need to be going to _ Bible Study Girl on Instagram. And you definitely need to like and follow the Bible Study Girl Facebook page. Message us there if you want prayer requests, if you want to come on the show. If you think that you've missed us there, then hit us up on the email at BibleStudyGirl2019@gmail.com. And remember, it's not wallowing in sin that preaches, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching. Yeah.